Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in so deep, and I barely know how to play. Professor X at his best. There comes a time in every man's life where he must take a stand. For the truth, the people, and the movement. There has not been a movement where the leader has not suffered for the cause. Fahrenheit Hour. Superior of Fahrenheit Schlumpage. Along with OG Fahrenheit Perspective, you feels I.
Delivery. I got a delivery for you. My name is First Degree to D. You tuned into the Fahrenheit Hour. Knock, knock. Delivery at your door. Are you going to answer? Or are you going to sit on the couch? You answer the door. The delivery is a little dose of the truth and knowledge. You know, the delivery is perspective from an OG point of view. The delivery is superior of schlumpage. I got my guest on emo because I have to keep it real, because that's the whole reason why you coming, what you getting did. Unc Emo, how's it going out there in Southern California?
What's up, big dog? You know how it roll. It's always good.
So which one you like most? Most? Do you like New Orleans or do you like L.A.? Which one you like the most?
New Orleans will always be home. You know, that's your home. That's where I had 50 years. Shit, so you're not gonna miss that thing. But I lived in Cali a couple of times before, and I always did love L.A. And I was in L.A. back in the '60s. You know, so I've been here a while, off and on. And I love Cali. Cali always was good to me.
How is
good
it
living, man.
How
is weather's it? Always good. The people good. You know?
How is it different back in the 60s into now?
Man. One time when I came back in the 80s, it was bad. With the smog was so bad. When you used to go to Santa Anita Racetrack, we couldn't even see. This was 78, 79. We couldn't even see the mountain that sits behind Santa Anita Racetrack from the racetrack. Because that's how bad the smog was back in those days. So it really cleaned the air up a lot. I mean, it's a big, big difference on that aspect of it.
What's going on with
y'all got them beautiful days. You really can see how beautiful they look now.
Yeah. What's going on with our black children?
It's not the children. It's us. I mean, we got to leave. The children can't teach themselves, man. No child can teach himself how to be. Today I was at a dinner, and they had a Mexican family who was serving the dinner, and it was the mother, the father, and three sons, all the way from the oldest son down to the last son. And you could see the respect that was in that family. You could see the learning that the dad had been taught these kids with respect and dignity and honor is about. If we don't teach these kids, they're not going to learn this on their own. They're going to learn the garbage that they are learning. So it's not the kids' fault. You know, everybody keeps saying, man, what's wrong with these kids? Why are these kids killing? What's wrong with these kids? Kids only do what kids are taught to do. If we don't teach them the right thing to do, they're going to learn the wrong thing to do. So it's not the kids. It's us. And we got to get back to being daddies. We got to teach our kids that a daddy in the family is what the nature of the beast is all about. That's what life's all about, raising your kids. Being the man that God made you to be. Not letting somebody else teach your kids how to pop a cap.
Yeah.
How to chase somebody down for some dope. You know, how to hustle a stuff and steal this car.
Persecuted D.E. Day 1 from the Black You Live album.
in the motherfucker, dunking jeans.
Black you live. My legacy's cross generations, you'll remember. First stick with the city and the dark assembly. Just off to me, will I keep it cracking? Could keep back, absorb my gangster affection. So into action then. Hoss on my kill, my personal reaction. My situation dirty, yes we can clean. Reminiscent of wheeling, dealing machine. The women get it, that's why I'm keeping the scene. I'm written in this shit since 92, man. Recruit your hardest defender, that's in your city. So he might deserve my most gangster homie. The more I'm doing, the more you're losing. I'm so damn proven, Mr. D is the shoeing. Lynch anointed a nigga to be a ghetto prince. Fair and tight slimes moving ever since. Many try, but no one can stop this. So damn serious on my quest for progress. Must be big fish, no smaller than Loch Ness. Sucker damn, it was day one when I brought this. Sucker damn, it was day one when I brought this. Sucker damn, it was day one when I brought this.
Man, because she doesn't know what it takes to be a man.
Yeah.
No disrespect to our women, but they can only teach what they know of, and they don't know what it takes to be a man. You know what I'm talking about, dog.
Yeah.
We all were blessed because we had daddies, and I was like, look, you know, don't let that boy think he's coming in my house looking like that. You better tell your partner to pull his pants if you think he's coming in my house.
Yeah.
But a daddy would tell you that, not a mom. Mom's just like, oh, that's your good friend. Let him come up, sit down on the sofa.
Yeah.
So we got to get back to being true leaders and true men. And we're not doing it. Even our black leaders, which we don't have much of no more, they can buy us out so fast. You know, they throw a few dollars in our face, we gone with it. I ain't calling no names, but everybody get caught up in the mix once they get the publicity, they get the limelight.
Damn.
They forget about the true missions in life and the true goals that they had set forth to go on.
Yeah.
It gets lost. And America does that to our leaders. They buy them off.
Because the purpose becomes about ratings and the whole purpose changes. You know?
Yeah.
But the good thing about now is you got these blog talks and the whoopty whams and the gypty gyps and the nippy knots that you can get straight to the people. You know, we can do this straight to the people
with no filters.
You know, so that's
but
part
that's
of what we're doing
now. You can give them the raw word and tell them the truth. And that's what we try to do, tell them the truth. Don't blame the kids because the kids are not at fault. They're at fault because they're pulling the trigger, They're at fault because they're doing the killing and the crime, But we are mainly at fault because we're not teaching. We're not leading. We're letting government lead us. We're letting government decide what goes down in our neighborhoods and what goes down in our families. We're not deciding that anymore.
Yeah, we're not saying you got to do all goody-two-shoes rap. That's something else I was thinking about. You know, we me and Emo, we come at you and we encourage them, these MCs to step the game up and try to influence people, but we're not, you ain't got to do goody-two-shoes rap. You could have the most gangster of slap and it still have a purpose, you know, and still do something positive to influence, you know, some kind of positive motion. You know?
First degree to D.
Cats out the bag now.
Crack you function from the big
this
black
one
crack.
Here, dedicated to E-40. And the homie, be legit to Sammy, be legit to Sammy. Pioneers.
First thing they ask, how it like where you be? More tragic than a little bit. Mr. the D.E. turf surfing with him gang hostage. Coming out the bushes, wild hair looking crazy. The looks they give the D.E. never cease to amaze me. Raw monstrous fire got me nice and glazy. Ask what I bang, the reply bearing crazy. Make my own beats, only sample if must. I dig in my cape, slit wigs when I bust. Rich nigga on the TV with them bitchy beats. Got the nerve to be holla stripped. These niggas bore me with they never ending stories. Critics are mandatories. Next thing they ask, how you be, how you be? It just be that way. Got your feet loose, get loose. Damn, I tell them flip a nigga all the time. Now that I'm out of town, corners is on my grind. Young girly petite, she requests my sex. Hey, no line cutting, he must wait like the rest. They get you for the D.E., I'm doing my damnedest. They get you a new record, understand this.
I wrote the rules on how you bang.
Of your cracking, cracking us, or need more backing? Yeah, the D.E. still young and bad, but he real too with that granddaddy slang. Met the snake at the river, quarter past midnight. Got Lynch hung in the trees with him rattling by. I can't take credit for these raps that Fahrenheit bangs. That make me feel cocky on top of buying in the Dixon Jam. Wasn't no rumor. Now them consumers, Mountie Gorilla reaching, gave me the scoop. Mr. the D.E. put on shoes and swoops. Rubbed up the hype nigga, put him ass in line. But rubber next time won't be so kind. I got G-Bone, the moon, and the friction three behind me. Them folks don't take them sucker punk like they hop on to come fight me, watch for my slightly. You got a circle of homies that say they got your back. I got a nation of realers that'll have your neck. They hunting for the D.E., I'm doing my damnedest. To say about the clink, understand this.
I wrote the rules on how you bang. They speak my name. I wrote the rules on how you slay. Corner to corner, they work my game. I hustle hard, I hustle hard. I work these streets and I play these songs.
crack you function from the Big Black Bad album. It's just about why you in the booth.
Right.
It's why you in the booth.
And you gotta have a passion with it too. You got to. That's the only thing that'll give you, you know, the drive and the goal, the setting, ambition. You gotta have that drive.
And the drive has to be why you in the booth in the first place. You got, first of all, you on the Fahrenheit Hour. My name is First Degree to D.E. I got my guest, Unc Emo. You get comfortable. Is you comfortable? Unc Emo, is you comfortable?
Yes, sir.
Okay, audience members, is you comfortable? Because I will not continue the show, this program, unless I am assured that you are comfortable.
Right, cool. Oh, yeah, my brother. Look, man, giving word with you has always been good. You know, when you first asked me back in the day, can you record me? And we had just really started talking. I tell you, anytime you want information out of me, I got to give it to you, because what I'm getting is spiritual. And what I'm going to give is spiritual.
Yeah.
I ain't going to play no game. Whenever you call me, I'm going to be up and ready for you. I have to. I don't have a choice in this.
And when I hear your message, I'm like, I don't got no choice. I got to get Johnny Masters and Jane Public to hear it. You know, because I try not to find out what the mainstream is pushing in the Gypsy Gyps and the Nifty Knots. But I find out, and it's, you know, it's like, damn, that's not what they need to be hearing. And then I hear you talk, I'm on the phone, or I get on one of your YouTubes, and you just candidly just talking. I'm like, why isn't this on ABC primetime? You know, why isn't an Uncle Emo or Bill Cosby? What do I got to, or something, you know, or, you know, what do I got to do to get that? Remember when Bill Cosby was the mainstream? That affected a whole generation. You know, what we do in the booth, what we do in front of the cameras, all that shit matters, and it affects our whole culture, our race, and our, you know, our movement. You know, what's popular? You can't say that the Bill Cosby era that was definitely a positive impact on our culture.
Now, you know when, now just that you brought that up, just the other, I think it was today or either yesterday, I was looking at the TV, and guess what I saw? I Spy, and you can see that was the beginning of the Bill Cosby movement.
Wow.
Remember when he came on with this white guy, and he was a spy? They called it I Spy?
Yeah, I saw about it.
Yeah, that was his very first coming out, when he started coming out into the movies, and he evolved. You know, like you said, it took him a while, but he evolved through that process, and then he got into his own. And that's what I'm doing. I'm evolving.
Yeah.
And I know everybody said, well, man, why you ain't blew up yet? Why you ain't did this yet? Because I'm a spiritual person. I know that all this is by the control of God. Whatever they want to call him, whatever they want to worship, whatever they want to say, I know God is in control. And I know too many things have happened in my life for me to be at this point and to be doing what's going on with the music and the success that God has put my name out there with that music. I've told everybody from the beginning of this, D, I am not a rapper.
First Degree to D, I got the Zag. Southbound.
I got the pot right here, baby. From the booming ass J spot on 33rd. You know what I'm saying? Take your girl, make her money. Turn nigga to take this home.
It's time to get high and get my swerve out. Make them wrong is down, I got the bounce.
For some kelp I seen again, and I like
so that nigga can take a drag. I might be called up a trick, I let your lighter trap that cut that me out with a fader.
But for now it's on that dog, that one hit a quitter. Oh, biatches beware, cause I'm a biatch,
biatch. Strikes at a high, the buzz screener on the other side of the hill.
And later we can get the view where Sherry's, because that rock is mad. Hungry and this player, swear that plankton in his tummy.
Then run to the gardens and strike with it. Rules of a G and the stickle of a bus to wear.
Way of buying, thank you, mate. Do what you taking, get them things pumping.
I've
my
got
work found.
The Zag.
I got the Zag.
You got
the twine.
Twine.
About to get down. I got the Zag. If you got the twine.
swerving. About to get down, feeling the rhymes. Can you feel this nigga?
We roaches in the vibe, yeah, better keep down.
Don't get mad because your shit wasn't done. Just give me a call, come on, come on. It's the greenest dunk ride the fool ever called.
Might be some wrong, more tango, right? Working the stank, y'all get drunk and roll to the bank.
Come up on the G-Ride, I'm feeling fine. Put the gym puller in the steering column, the car is mine.
Ain't got no mail, raise your hands in the air. We'll take it from the gray, fight you a bird.
I like the punk shit, I like to get out shit. I like to do wrong shit, I like the bounce shit.
I like the chronic, but it's got the hot price. So give me that ride so I can get nice. I'm out my work round.
The
jack. I've got the bag if you got the time. I'm out my work round. If I deal wine. And I got the jack if you got the time. I'm out my work round.
To do. You put that quad up in my face and I'll pursue it.
Night in the pool, just getting the groove. Mic, you move, lie, scoop like the fucking food sticking.
The shit is a roach, we still smoke. Save up three, pipe this shit down and soak it.
In about 30 minutes, nigga, you'll be fucking. In about 31, I'll be up chicken. Cause I'm getting
I've
my
got
work out.
The bag.
I got the tag if you got the nick. I'm
got
work,
the
I got the
tag
if you got the nick. I'm getting my swerve round. I got the tag if you got the nick. I'm getting my swerve round. About to get down. I got the tag if you got the twine. I'm getting my swerve round. Zinfandel wine. I got the tag if you got the band.
I was first to read a D. I got the bag.
God gave me this record. I mean, it was literally spiritually put on my lap so my voice could get out there so I could scream about what's going on in this country, because it is wrong.
Damn.
We are letting children die at a phenomenal rate. Our kids are dying like they're in Vietnam. We didn't lose this many people to the war in Vietnam, Korea, or no other war.
Damn.
Not like we're losing on the streets of America and nobody's screaming this shit. You know, they should be screaming at the top of their lungs from Barack Obama or Jesse Jackson. Well, poor Jesse, I lost all respect for him with the thing when he come out about cut the man's balls off.
Yeah.
I just lost
all respect for him. Damn it.
You know. And I'm straight up honest with everything, man. Like I said, I'll bring the points quick, hard, and to the point. I can't respect certain people, and I'm not going to play the game that I'm going to respect you. You put yourself out there like that, so I lost respect for you. I have no respect for Jeff. I have no respect for Kanye. I have no respect for so many of these other dudes out there.
Man.
You are not being men. You know what I'm saying? For
yeah.
you to attack a man that's running for president of the United States, your own people, at a time like you did, you'll never have no respect for me.
Yeah.
Look at other boys, Freaky Diggy RK. I can't respect you coming to your concert, my brother.
Damn it.
That's up what you did. I bring it all back out, dog. He was with a little girl, man. You don't do them things to a young black child and expect me to respect you.
Damn.
Why would I come to one of your goddamn shows? Why would I spend my money to see you play? Your music is great. Yeah, you got a hell of a voice, but I cannot respect you.
Damn.
So I cannot support you. I support everybody, dog. All you see in my things is all about respect and support. Because that's what life's about. Respect people and support them. Whatever you're trying to do, I'm going to support you. You understand? That's what I preach to my kids. Get out of this thing about me, my mind. It's not about us. It's about what you can do for your people, for your friends, for your loved ones.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And it's even easier to do for others. Like, first of all, you listen, you on the Fahrenheit Hour, Fahrenheit Hour, Fahrenheit Hour, Fahrenheit Hour, Fahrenheit Hour. But for me, you know, I own my own label. And sometimes, you know, I'm not one to talk about myself. So it's like, if I'm talking about my own music, you know, it's hard sometimes. And I don't say much because it's not, you know, but like if I'm talking about you or I'm talking about your career, it's you know, I light up or Funk Beta or BG or OGL, you know, it's easy for me.
Because you're a man.
Yeah.
You are what I'm on the thing. And this is what I respect about you from the first time I talked.
First degree to D.E. Devil called.
You're gonna die. You're gonna
Street
die.
Street monster.
You're gonna die. You're gonna die. A flash. A flash. I'm gonna die.
No disrespect to the pause, I just got to be me. The old generation's furious that I'm luxurious. She say MrTheDE.com, got her curious. I'm unimpressed when you take sample and loop it. One impressive DE, make your own beat, stupid. I must possess a whole city like Elway used to Denver, or the influence Al Davis has on NorCal natives. I run human experiments like Maury Povich. Authentic human data bring power to me in foliage. I roll with God, yet the devil have interest in my voyage. Devil caller, stay up my ringer. Devil caller, kiss my middle finger.
Bitch. The flesh of fallen angels comes to me all. After a Beelzebub, Aphrodite, Babel, and Lucifer, and all these things that do the limit that I blood to you.
Watch this. 16-year-old cutie wanna feel my booty. Devil caller suggests I proceed unruly. Married woman wanna feel on my correspondence. Devil caller say I should wrap her up, keep in bondage. Homies girl acting flirty, don't care what they say. Devil caller's input, Japanese bukake. My pockets is broke off, pissing on the track. Devil caller's input, distribution of crack.
There's nothing right with my life, I'm obsessed with death. Devil caller's input, smoke meth.
The caller have you running your mouth, get your ass kicked. The caller have you spend most of your time in pornographics. There's something about time we are yet to unravel. Based on his visions of future in my gangster battle. Man down at the hands of the situation. Should've never read his mouth in the first motherfucker place.
Dinner with a man, next week he's 6 feet. Been kidnapped in Kansas City by women in heat.
you live the life of security with steady paychecks. While you're in obscurity, people wonder what D.E. says. When the darker give these bullshit, I'll make them ends. From the shadows, I plot and scheme with my MySpace friends. In some families, I have more influence than the parents. That's why I speak it the truth. Message transparent. 200 years, blacks had no respect. Now the world imitates our talk, demeanor, and dress. These busted ass few serve as musical groove. In addition, they serve as guidance, hope, and point of view.
Devil
call
nobody else can call me like you can call me now.
Yeah.
I ain't giving nobody no rights like this. And people have tried, trust me. Some of them have tried to get me hooked up like, but I'm not like that with them. With you, when I first talked to you, I felt that vibe from you. And that's what life's about. Your spirit will lead you to who you need to deal with. Don't use your mind and think like man has taught you to think. Use your spirit. Your spirit will lead you to where you need to be.
Yeah. I believe that too about you. I can still remember when I was watching your videos, I was just like shocked. I mean, I was just taken aback. I shed a tear. I'll never forget that. And I was just like, this is my favorite rapper. You know, and it's about why you in the booth. You know, if we were to take the game, we regenerating the game. You know, we starting the game fresh. Every MC that's out there listening to the Fahrenheit Hour right now, we starting the game fresh. Before you get in the booth, you got to have a reason to get in the booth. And once you get in the booth, you're going to spend time on what you say in the booth. You know, you're going to think about your communities and how it's going to affect these communities. Then you're going to get music. You're going to spend time on your music. And it's going to be made by some musicians. And then you're going to come out and you're going to affect the world. That's the new movement. And no more microwave rap. You know? No more music by the suckers. You know?
You're right, bro.
What did you do today? What'd you do today?
Today I marched at the Gulf Club. Remember I told you when times are down and I got a break off, I'm waiting on getting me a ride right now. See, when I get my ride, I can go back into sub music, working my music in the LA area. I had to sell everything to get up here, almost everything, though.
Yeah.
In life, you got choices. I could have kept on doing what I was doing and stayed in New Orleans. Cause New Orleans doesn't have a support system for no artist of New Orleans.
Yeah.
It just don't roll like that. So I gave them all that, and I got it out in New Orleans because that's my home base. So I had to, everybody in New Orleans know I'm chemo. So it ain't no ifs, ands, and buts. I'm big time in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So once I locked New Orleans up, I knew I had to get out of New Orleans because the radios are never going to play your music in New Orleans, no matter what you do.
The Jews.
That's how New Orleans rolls. You got to have the paper.
The Jews. The mighty gate of the Jews will prevent you from getting on the news.
Exactly.
And you got to get out. You're right. You got to get out of your hometown. You know,
you got to get out your comfort zone.
And
God tests us. God wants to see how much do we believe in him and how much do we believe in us.
Bang. Bang. Every day, my bang. Bang. I smoke my bang. Every day, my bang. Living for my bang. Every night for my bang.
Bang.
Bang. Every day for my bang. So much bang in my bang. Bang.
Right here. Make my way through the jungle to complete my mission. King 6 call it my nigga mission. Boss DE on skate, untarnished. cost the fleet your wage. I gush. Mercy your good, so let's kick that. Will an E-40 be legit? Kick me on first to be the beat. Shut up, SEC. But this is your kill, cut the yell over me. Bang us the slangs to this campaign. Big us a check with a new money. Looking for guidance, how about a suggestion? Get behind the winner, follow the direction. Since only once, you're hard here, learn lesson. Since only twice, you're dismissed in question. My plan is this, natural reaction lead to sabotage. Unravel your city, get the man at large. Pyramid to my shop. Gotta see the D's live for one time in your life. Watch the crowd bounce for one man in the mic. Watch the biddies turn to a Walmart. None your damn business with the hood done. Men at arms, take you, come and get some. Bang it off, bang, celebratory. D bang them when they get my story. Nick.
Bang, bang, every day my bang. Bang, I smoke my bang, every day my bang. Living for my bang, every night with my bang. Bang, every day with my bang. So much bang in my bang, my bang. Bang, hot with my bang. Feeling with my bang, feeling, feeling with my bang.
I celebrate, meditate, do my best to escape. Keep me something beautiful up in my face. From the gate, no need to hate, make it past the grapes. Like the way it tastes, go ahead and take my place. I stay elevated, go make it, take it my time. Everything that I want, I go get it in. Shine, ain't nothing new, that's what OGs do. Look good, wearing burgundy or blue. You can see me when you listen to my songs. I don't run, I don't give up, so my heart beat strong. The way I'm supposed to be. Northern California, Sacramento Valley, G. You can run into me at a bar club with a Long Beach top shelf cut bottom. And that's a real good chance. Looking at the cards, trying to play my best hand. Obviously, I'm laughing, asking about the ass. Just for laughs, cause I got it to smash back at the pad. Just having fun. Best believe I got my gun. Nigga, I stay strapped. Nigga, daddy stay strapped. Nigga, mama used to stay, but she gone when he never coming back. And I don't give a huff. Ain't that me?
Bang, bang, every day my bang. Bang, I smoke my bang, every day my bang. Living for my bang, every night with my bang. Bang, every day with my bang. So much bang in my bang, my bang. Bang, hot with my bang. Feeling with my bang, feeling, feeling with my bang.
Picture this, 10 years prior. Intricate plans of an empire. Cross or not, 50 bucks, collecting bidding squire. First degree, they're biggie on your radio or television. Bitch gonna steal, kill, prescribe as television. Get no obstacles, got our willpower sharp and sturdy. Get an obstacle to desire, but it ain't to hurt. Swagging intact, gorillas are flat. Well, watch something I feel for them stress, alright. Shutting, fingers and holes, so they close, being too fast. Thumping my chest and situation is dicey. Ghetto street merchant, most reliable of pricing. Slaying top shelf, white girl, very much to your liking. Left you in shambles to make an example. This life a gamble, doing it all for the ramble. Last night's show was ruckus. They catching on to my sector. They get hype when I bust this. Duck is the lecture.
So serious.
So get a queen in my interior. Did that Fahrenheit off have you? So insane, bitch, you didn't nab you. First day eater, sweet skirt exclusive. Off of their head, decision conclusive. Smoking on bang, bang off bang. Swag off bang, like time bang off.
Bullet in every chamber, play Russian roulette. Who wants to test? crushing, who's next? Your nigga Hellraiser, busting through set. It's nothing, who's left? Feel the rap of my bang. Rap to the death match, losing more than the chain. My bang is abusive, my gang's exclusive. Terry against ants, murder your aims is useless. I bang as I shoot this, cross me foolish. Fall me, I fool this, bang for the unit. Bloody nigga tunic, part two of my killing spree. Why'd they make me do this, do this, do this?
D-E-B-G, soup bone,
bang. He gives us the power, he gives us the capability of doing great things, but he also tests us. When you hear most people's story, you're on the bottom of the barrel. Well, no, I've been on the bottom of the barrel, but the bottom of the barrel don't bother me because I still live a happy life. I still do everything a millionaire do, damn me. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
It ain't the money that you live with, it's what you do with what you get. You know what I'm saying? I done lost everything I had in Katrina. That shit, that ain't no big deal. It's because it ain't about shit. Shit don't come and go. But it's about believing in yourself and believing in the capability that God gave you. And then going forth, and you have to invest in yourself. Because if you don't believe in you, who in the hell gonna believe in you?
Yeah. Do you tip, speaking of which, did anyone take any pictures or get footage of when you was in Vegas doing the bad knee at the Gladys Knight? Whoopie whoop.
No, I got a little footage from the Atlanta set, nothing from Vegas. And the thing with New Orleans was, I didn't get the proper coverage. I did a nice show in New Orleans, but I didn't video it. I did a comedy and a concert show. And it went great, but I mean, I didn't video, and that was my fault because I was rushing to get out of town. I had deadlines to get out of town because I was renting my house out.
Okay.
So by the first of, what it was, September, yeah, I had to be out and gone, so I was kind of pushed, so I didn't get no video crew in there. The crew I was supposed to have, they backed down on me the last minute, and I never got a crew in there, so I lost good footage on that one. But I got a crew up here that shot my official bad knee, the one with John Amos on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and respect to them, that's the Stelly production company. And
okay.
That's Kirstie Amos, that's John Amos' son. Man, look, much props out to them cats.
Oh.
They shot me a wonderful video with that bad knee video.
Yeah.
And what's good is they shot it all clean, so it's television ready. You know what I'm saying? I just got to keep on doing what I'm doing to get it out there. And the crazy part is, Nevlin, when I do break is, they're going to realize that I can get what they can't get right now. I can actually get whole listeners.
Yeah.
Whole, and not just whole of all ethnic. And this is already, let me go that way because I can't see it.
All races.
He's laughing at my talk, dog, because I talk so bad.
All races.
Of all races. But I mean, and old white ladies be jamming to it and bouncing with me and stuff. Old Mexican ladies be jamming. It brings old folks to the forefront of that they can actually listen to a rap song and not get disgusted and walk away.
First Degree to DE, Dirt Dua, from before there was Fahrenheit.
Dirt Dua. Nigga, you're down when I'm pushing off some of that funk. What have we? I get nasty. Don't ask me about the catastrophe. Y'all want me while you plead. I'll let you live. Now you believe in the dirt. They said I did. I'm the Dirt Dua, the Piastrua. I thought you knew what I got to on the Kahlua. While you nigga rose, play me close. Your hoes, toes, I'm popping the most. What's up to my froze? I'm the Dirt Dua, the Dirt Dua. I'm the bomb you the set. I take the bottom of my shoe. For the shit that you bailed through. How dare you? Out at the door, more was your curve you didn't know. Degree was the low part, the make it up chuck part, the don't give a fuck type all night. I hear
Michael, you used to be so nice, now you're trying.
Because the south side's up. I'm 2 seconds from a case, 1 second to a blast to your fucking face. It was late, thought it was bomb. Nope, Bama, I sneak with Kanda. I am a villain with a sawed off, smearing cops. I bodies is hauled off as a teardrop. I'm the Dirt Dua, Dirt Dua.
Dirt
Dua, that's how I roll with it, that's how I ride with it.
Dirt Dua,
that's how I roll with it, that's how I ride with it.
Rap bro,
that's how I roll with it, that's how I ride with it.
In the dirt, in the dirt for mine.
Nicky is down when I push it off some of that phone. Turn a smile to a friend, wake up
Fuck a whole town with a gay sound. Both talking five token, that's what I'm rolling. Check the tag, you raw. This shit is stolen. Michael Colin was living law, dick free. I let your pick out, that's 100 motherfuckers down a kill for this nigga. If I catch your sleep, you'll be in the street talking Z's. Now I'm talking your D's and your B's and your skis. I know how to please. I bring a stake like a seizure. In other words, he don't need ya. Goddamn, I'm cold. And the 40's down, 4 pounds got some.
I'm getting gritty, gritty, gritty. Take me later out, cause I'm better out.
The ride is clean, beware of the guillotine. No need for an organizer, it's a daily routine. Smacking the hoops like this. I'm coming rather bum from South Sac. Don't be surprised when I move right. I'll be the guy to the motherfucking formaldehyde. Come inside, I call it hell, you call it home. Doing dirt, fuck the microphone. I'm the dirt do what, dirt do what.
Don't let me strike twice, cause I'm nice off that fist.
Dirt do what. That's how I go with it, that's how I ride with it. Are you a dirt doer?
I'm a dirt doer.
Are you a dirt doer?
I thought that you knew I.
Are you a dirt doer?
I'm a dirt doer.
Are you a dirt doer?
I thought that you knew I.
Are you a dirt doer?
I'm a dirt doer.
Are you a dirt doer?
I thought that you knew I.
You're dirt doer, dirt doer.
Don't let me strike twice, cause I'm nice off that fist.
Dirt doer. That's how I roll with it. That's how I ride with it.
Dirt doer. In the dirt for mine.
You gotta feel the
difference. So if they like Unk Emo, they're gonna support Unk Emo. And they know I love all people. Everybody is my people because I preach the sermon of what life is all about. We are all from the same father.
And that takes me to my shows where I feel like when I am at my show, I don't get the big... See, I realize I'm not as much of a headlining artist as I am a legend. You know, I put out a good 30 albums, but I'm not. So it's like rappers want to see me rap and people in the game, but I'm not like a headliner where just random consumers come to my shows. So I get a good like 80 to 100 people at my shows when I go out of town, which is, and I'm happy I'm at peace. But what I really like about it is Mexicans and Asians and blacks and whites and old people and young people. I just did a show a couple days ago in Reading, and there was some old people, you know, jigging the jig like I was Nat King Cole or you know, and it was like, damn, you know, this, and there was young people there right next to them like I was, motherfucker, you know, Justin Bieber, and it all works out.
That's a hell of a feeling, bro. You're right.
And then you look at some rappers in this game who have the purpose of just making money and the I, me raps. I'm so tired of I am the greatest, I am me, all that kind of rap. But those who just in the game for the wrong reason, you go to their shows and it's either empty or it's just all some... We're like suburbianites that's, you know, that you can't be proud of, or juggalos, or the quippy whams, or the nifty knots. And it's like, damn, that you look at somebody's show, and it's like you can really tell why they in the booth and what their purpose and what the outcome of that purpose is. And well, that's when I've listened to you talk, and you talked about this before about having people of all races like your music and what that does for you. That's because that's what we want to do. You know, me personally, I'm probably one of the only rappers that says things, you know, talks about race and says words that may shock people. But the reason I do it is because it's a discussion that need to be had. You know, it's not because I'm anti, you know, I got a song called Listen Up, You Honky. You know, God bless the strong-minded white man. You are a hero. But you know, there's a small, tiny percentage of whites that are and so that was for them just a wake-up call. But I'm not anti-white. I'm emo.
Your music ain't anti-white.
Yeah.
You got, like you said, when they listen to the words, they can hear what you're saying.
Yeah. We just want folks coming together.
That's all.
That's
the judgment in there. and the hate shit. That's
all. And it starts with us, blacks, because black people are being watched. And like you say, the major labels are throwing us in front of the TV and on the radios, and what we say matters. So it starts with us black folks with the having the purpose of uplifting each other and informing people what's going on, having to live better lives. Then you step in the booth. You know, then you step in the booth, and then we come together as black folks. Then it'll spread. You know? We're leaders. We're the original man.
And Neff, guess what?
What?
How loud do they scream when a white person say nigger?
Oh.
How loud do they scream? Neff, let me ask you this. Why can't we get them to scream like that when these kids are getting killed on the street?
Damn.
Why can't we get them to get more concerned about that than the word? You worried about a word, one fucking word. It's a fucking word. You're not going to kill me calling me no nigga, but you're going to let my children die every day on the streets of this country while I argue with you over a word.
Yeah.
You're not worried about a motherfucking word. I'm worried about some goddamn children that's dying every day on the streets of this country. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Give a fuck what you call me. You call me fucking King Kong if you want. I don't give a fuck. Help me save my children. That's what I want to hear you say. Come up with a plan and a scheme to stop this motherfucking killing on the streets of America every day. That's what I want to hear you say.
Fight
that's what I
want to
stop in this fucking country. This bullshit.
Man.
If it was happening in a white neighborhood, nothing, motherfuckers would bring the whole government, the army, the Air Force, the Navy, all the military would be in this country trying to stop that shit. If we got a gang problem, clean it up. You cleaned up the mafia, you right? Clean up the gang problem.
Damn.
We losing too many kids, man.
Too
this shit
many.
Has been going on too many years.
Fighting over crumbs.
Come now, let's get scared.
Grown, that gets me enough stress. You test the next, cause damn, this text you receive. back, your best, got your chest, with your neck on check.
Dr. Zulu, please give me a home. Welcome to my era of terror, the motherfucking fucker doom.
I see police niggas run to me.
I'm like, fuck a pretty ass, as I see. Sam side of the exact, I seem to attract these niggas who love to spread. Get some of tracking back, mamas, and leaving a dead bitch.
And that's how it's gon' be tonight.
And if you rolling with me, let me down the fight, cause nigga, boom, nigga,
rock to the line.
Over one word, and guess what? Every time we fight over the white person for saying the one word, guess what happens?
What?
The white person gets more money than they ever had before.
Damn.
Hate is gonna support hate, man. You bringing them through hell. That hate side of America is gonna send them people more money than you know what can come. You couldn't believe it. With the boy Nang who called the sisters of Napperhead and Stages. They couldn't cancel that man's show, man. The haters ain't gonna let that happen. That's who run the television network. They ain't gonna let that happen.
Damn.
Hate is something that's just out there, dog, and it's gonna get the support at all. You know, remember when Bush went for the election and he stole the second election? Well, he stole both of them, really. He stole the second election.
Yeah.
He told the Democrats, y'all need to give up.
Damn.
Well, the Democrats gave up and said, okay, well, y'all got the election, right?
Yeah.
But then they come with Obamacare, and Obamacare wins, and it goes in front of the Supreme Court, where their own judge voted it in and said Obamacare wins, and they still will not accept Obamacare.
Yeah. And you know, the core of that is just, I don't want to help you people. I'm not, you know, them saying, the extreme right saying, I don't want to help nobody. That's the opportunity. You're talking about people who are living their lives, doing their jobs, and to help people on welfare or, you know, government assistance, it's maybe half a penny out of their check. And you know, they complain like it's, you know, helping people is an opportunity. You know?
And all Americans do, because we all pay taxes, so it ain't like you doing something you ain't supposed to.
Yeah, it ain't about people being mad that you can get a good deal on health care from the government. It's about, I don't want to help nobody. Why do I have to help nobody? That's what it's about.
And then they got the big Bush tax break that they don't want to mess with. That's still in effect.
Yeah.
That's the big deal.
Because they feel like money and jobs start with the rich people, so they make sure they're real fat with the fat cats. And then they wrongly assume that the fat cats will then, out of the goodness of their heart, disperse their wealth to the second tier class of people.